What's up, Rebels? So if I could just be a little honest for this episode, we actually recorded this
again,
and then our soundboard basically said there was an error mid recording, and basically it stopped recording us. So welcome to Rebel Femme Podcast, take number two, but for you it's take one. And this is a podcast for women. So in this episode, we're going to be talking about washing your hair, basically. This is going to be a really interesting take too. So basically, are you washing your hair too often or not often enough? That's what we're going to be talking about in today's episode. And we're going to be breaking it down, all of it, for you. Maybe a little extra just because we have a lot of
catching up, going back and around.
But here's the thing. Here's a positive spin to it. I know what the podcast episode's about, and I won't be skipping around. I'm sorry that you missed it the last time. All right, so get all your Rebel Femme merch and your favorite salon products like Olaplex Moroccan oil hairbrushes and more. You can head to rebelfemmeshop.com on all throughout the month of November. When you buy one Kenra professional product, you get one free full-size hairspray, valid November 1st through November 30th.
You are now listening to Rebel Femme Podcast,
an honest conversation about hair, life, and everything super random.
Your turn.
I'm like not in it anymore.
You need to be for our listeners.
All right. We hear it all the time. I need to wash my hair every day or it's just too oily. We hear you. There are some hair types that just might need more frequent hair washing than there are some of us that need to wash our hair just a little more than once a month. It's not a one-size-fits-all topic, but wherever you are on the spectrum, we are going to discuss every single one. Is that my hype woman?
Yeah.
All right.
All right. We'll just keep them going. So, what is your hair type? What is your hair type? Every hair type and texture requires their own hair ritual, and hair is definitely not a one-size-fits-all fabric. So generally speaking, finer hair textures tend to get oilier quicker. Do you like my oilier?
Yeah.
Quicker. Versus people who have coarser hair types can go a little bit longer.
Yes.
So I know some people who have coarse hair that usually will wash their hair about once a month. So you totally can do that. But what happens to the people that have the fine, medium hair textures? That's kind of where we're finding like these people with these hair types are washing their hair.
Yes.
Almost a little too often. So that's kind of what we want to talk about today and really dive into why you shouldn't wash your hair every single day.
Yes.
And how we, some ideas and tips to getting you away from washing your hair every single day.
Yes.
So that way you can keep your hair on the ends of your hair nice and healthy. I mean, everybody wants less trims, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, this is some great stuff in here. All right. So, like we said, generally speaking, the finer hair
tends to get oilier quicker.
Yep. And what was I going to say? And more coffee.
You started off with like a really good burst and then
I know.
You hit your wall.
I did. I hit my wall. Okay. So I know we talked about, the different hair types and stuff, but also it's going to depend on if you color your hair or not.
Yes.
Too. So that's another determining factor. So color treated hair, and this is anyone who has color, bleached hair especially,
yes,
or even if you get a relaxer or any type of chemical on your hair.
Any chemical service.
It's gonna dry out your hair, right? So people are like, oh my God, I need to put a lot of moisture, or maybe I need to wash my hair every day and put conditioner on. That's not what you want to do.
Pump the brakes.
Pump the brakes. Because when you wash your hair every single day, what you are doing is you are breaking up all of that chemical service work that your hairstylist did on your hair, meaning your hair color is probably going to fade quicker. Your smoothing treatment's going to fade out or break apart a little sooner, meaning you need to come into the salon a little bit more frequently. And this is why your hairdresser is going to tell you not to wash your hair every single day, because we want to protect the work that we did in the salon.
Exactly. We don't necessarily want to see you come in every other week.
Yeah.
And this we want longevity.
And, you know, this is why we tell you products are really, really important.
Oh, yes.
But also the behaviors that we're doing with the products at home can make all the difference as well.
Yes.
So sulfate-free, sodium chloride-free shampoos, and all those things, we actually talk about that in a different episode. Maybe we'll do like a remake of it, but you can check that one out. But products do play a huge part. But today we're going to be talking about specifically the behaviors and why our hair gets oily and how we can avoid that. So still use the good products, but now we're going to try to change some of the things we do at home.
Do you want to talk about your hair ritual?
Yeah. So, okay. So actually, let's talk about our hair types really fast. So that way our listeners know what
we're like.
Right. Mm.
So you guys all missed in the first round, Morella calling me a basic B.
She's got basic bitch hair. It's basic bitch green hair.
Can you? I feel like that's not that basic, but whatever.
Well, basic in the terms of Yadira kind of represents your everyday girl because of her hair type. So she's finer hair, has medium density. It's got a little bit of wave to it.
It doesn't know what it wants to do anymore.
Yeah. I would say it's like everyday basic bitch girl.
Thanks.
She's got bleach on her hair.
Yes.
But it's green.
Yes.
Yeah. You look every day.
Yeah.
You're like the regular girl that gets her hair done every so often in the salon. Like, you don't do a lot to your hair.
I don't. I don't heat style it. I don't like when it's wet.
So again, basic bitch girl. All right. My hair type is pretty curly. Curly wavy now because I bleach it all the time. So I do coloring services more often than Yadira. And I would say my hair is medium to fine texture.
Yeah.
Fine to medium. Something like that. But high density. Okay. Yeah,
very high density.
So high density. And then Yadira's got regular
no density.
So we got two completely, almost slightly opposite, with the exception we're both fine. Mm-hmm. We're fine.
Looks a lot of basic bitch.
You're a fine basic bitch. Okay, so that's our hair type. So then you asked me what?
What is your hair ritual?
Oh, hair ritual. Okay, so now that you know what we are both working with. So me personally, ideally, I should wash my hair about every 5 days, I would say, is a good middle ground for the hair type that I have.
Yes.
I go a little longer than that. I kind of push it to 7 days. So usually I know when I want to or need to wash my hair when I scratch my scalp and I have some scalp underneath my nails.
So you said that the first round and I was like, oh, that's true. I usually get itchy and then I scratch and I'm like, oh, it's time.
Yeah, that's how you know, because you see the scalp. It's really gross. And you know, every single, I don't care who you are, but every single girl has scratched their scalp and seen their scalp under their nails. And
inspect it.
Yeah. You've probably even smelled it. You've picked it out of your underneath your nails and you wiggled it in between your middle finger and your thumb.
Rolled it up.
Yep. Like a little ball.
You're and like, then oh, flicked it at
so
your partner.
So fascinating. Too funny. So yeah, usually I know when it's time to wash, which is on day five, but then I wait two more days. So I usually brush it back into a ponytail and it's nice and flaky ponytail.
All natural glitter.
Yep. And my pillow starts to smell. So that's when I know. I know. That's when I change my pillowcase. It's like, okay, it's time.
At least you change it.
Oh yeah. There's no way. Are you kidding me? Like once my pillow, that's when I know like my, like, I don't want that shit on my face. Yeah. It's gross. That's when I'm like, that's when I'm disgusted with myself. It's like when you let out a really gross fart and you're like, oh my God, I smell. But in general, your farts, you can tolerate them.
Oh, we're going to go there. We're going to bring up this topic.
No, let's go ahead and ride right over that. Okay, so every 5 to 7 days is when I typically wash. But I do little things. I do things a little bit differently in the sense that I actually don't use conditioner. I shampoo about 2 to 3 times, and then I use a mask every single time because I like the heavier hydration in my hair. Mm-hmm. And on those days, I shampoo the 3 times, put my mask on, and then I wash my body, shave my legs, and do all of the extra things. So that's the only time that I'm like pretty during the week for my husband.
You're smooth.
I'm smooth everywhere. He gets once a week. And
it's a 2-day lifespan. Especially during colder times.
Exactly. You need hair on your legs in the winter. Encapsulates the heat.
It does.
So the last thing I do before I get out of the shower, of course, is rinse out that mask. And I actually do a light rinse. I leave a little bit of it in, and then I do a leave-in conditioner on mids to ends and even a hair oil. So that's literally my hair ritual. And then I just let my hair air dry, as you can tell typically with my hair. And then I'll do the curling iron or something like that after it's dried. But it's a thing. It's like a whole like thing
it's
I do.
It's a process.
Yeah. So that's really why I don't like washing my hair. Mm-hmm. And I don't mind that, you know, it's dirty, like extra dirty for 2 extra days. It's fine. No one cares. No one smell it but me. Unless you're my hairstylist washing my hair. and you put the hot water. Yeah. And then the steam rises up.
Yeah. Just right in the nose.
Anyways, what is your hair ritual?
So I think I have a mild case of OCD. Because I wash my hair 2 times a week, and it's become on Wednesdays and Saturdays.
So if you were dating somebody and they asked you to go out on a date and you said, I'm sorry, I'm washing my hair. Because that was a thing back in the 50s and 60s. Like, I'm sorry, that's my hair washing night.
But I think I get it because they would do like what? Roller sets and like all this other stuff to their hair.
Yeah.
That takes some time.
Absolutely.
I don't take that much time.
Women have changed over the years. It's crazy. I don't even think like to like I bet you if we told Danielle like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm washing my hair that night. Like, she probably wouldn't even understand because she's too young.
She'd be like, what?
Yeah, for sure.
That just reminds me of being at a show and one of our friends was like, oh, I got to go home. I got to go wash my hair. I was like, the fuck?
That's weird.
Yeah, like you haven't even seen the band that you want to see play, but you got to go home and wash your hair.
Yeah, all right. I know for some women it's like a thing. I know like for some black women, like they have that have like a massive amount of hair.
Oh yeah,
like it is a day because especially if you're doing it yourself and you're not going to the salon, like you. It's like a thing.
Yeah.
And I fear for my daughters. Well, Kasima so far, because her hair is starting to grow in. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I'm kind of getting scared for myself. And then when she's like 12, like, I'm going to be like, I'm handing that off to you.
Good luck.
Because, like, it's becoming a thing now to wash and detangle her hair. Like, I have to do it in sections.
Oh,
yeah. It's yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, actually, you
but
know
she
what?
She has such pretty hair, though.
Her hair ritual. I have a hair ritual now for her. Actually, you know, I'm thinking about it. Yeah. So this is kind of cool. We're doing a second take on this podcast. But I shampoo her hair once a week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I obviously give her a bath every single day. But now it's become a thing where if she gets food in her hair or something, mm-hmm. what I do is I do a really good rinse and then I just use conditioner and I finger comb her hair.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't need shampoo. Her hair is so dry. It's so curly.
Yeah.
And, I need to get her used to it because she's already like, no, no, no. She hates me.
Cause but, you yeah. pull out her tangles.
Yeah. But she's getting a lot of hair, and it's getting, like, tighter and tighter, and I'm like, oh man. Like, yeah, it's gorgeous. I love it, though, because it, like, turns into the cutest little, like, curly fro, but it's a lot.
It's going to be a process later.
For sure.
Yeah. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, so I only wash my hair on Wednesdays and Saturdays.
And that has mainly become a thing because of my lashes.
Lashes are important, man.
They are. So I have to wash my hair prior to getting my lashes done. So then that way I can last 2-3 days without washing my hair. And then I can finally wash my face and my hair all at the same time.
You know what cracks me up about this right now? Because I was thinking about this the last time, but I didn't say it to you. But what cracks me up is when I think about, like, you and me.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't define us as girly girls.
Oh, hell no.
But we totally are fucking girly girls because we like our lashes,
mm-hmm,
and we do our hair,
yeah,
and skincare routine around lashes. Like, you cannot get any more girlier than that.
That's true.
You're a fucking girly girl, Yudira.
Oh. As I stare at my, like, glittery nail polish.
And your pink headphones right now.
It's true.
You're a basic bitch girly girl.
Oh, what happened?
She's over here trying to be all fucking cool with her green hair. Like, I'm not girly. You're girly.
I am. I'm all talk. It's all a facade.
Okay, well, tell us what you do on your hair ritual, because I think it's actually really important. I think this is, like, a important thing that you do, because you do have vivid hair. You have green hair.
Yeah.
And a lot of people want to know, how do they keep their green hair or vivid hair healthy and fresh?
So on Wednesdays, I will do 2 shampoos, usually one with regular shampoo and then one that is a color depositing shampoo or a co-wash. First shampoo is usually to get all the crap off of my scalp. And then second one to keep my hair nice and bright, because I hate getting my hair done.
Yep. I hate getting my hair done too.
Yeah. It took me a full year to get my hair colored.
Some must be nice. You don't have the gray hairs yet.
Oh, they're coming in.
Something I forgot to mention, if you have really flaky scalp or even oily scalp, something that's really important to do that I don't think enough people do is, and this is something actually people would do in the 50s and 60s, but you want to brush your hair out,
yes,
before you shampoo it, because brushing your hair with a boar bristle brush right on the scalp, you're going to exfoliate the scalp. You're going to loosen up all of that dead skin, so that when you go in the shower and you actually shampoo, it's going to, like,
get it all out.
Yeah. So that's a really important tip.
I actually use a hair brush, like those little scalp brushes, to shampoo my hair with.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I have it's like a brush comb. It's like a, I don't even know what to call it, but it's plastic bristles.
Uh-huh.
And they're hard.
Mm-hmm.
And actually when I put my, like when I'm doing my co-washing, which we'll talk a little bit later, I detangle my hair in the shower, because that's the best way for me to do it.
Yeah.
I use that. It's like really hard and it feels so good on my scalp, mm-hmm, and I'm just getting all that crap off.
Exactly.
So it's something too, like if you have high density hair, like you have a lot of hair per square inch on your head, using a tool like that in the shower is really important, because you'll, like, your fingers can't really get in there
so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's what I was feeling, especially since my hair is getting longer. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like I'm washing it as well as I should be. So yeah. I incorporated that scalp brush. And then definitely pack on my leave-in conditioners, my smoothing cream by Olaplex. Is that what it is? Bond smoother?
Yeah.
And their bonding oil as well.
Number 6 and number 7.
Mm-hmm. And then on Saturdays, I'll do a light shampoo and probably use like a mask, something a little bit heavier, just to get my ends to feel a little bit better.
So in general, I think that's typically what, there are a couple things that people need, is they need a good cleanser,
mm-hmm,
that's sulfate free and sodium chloride free. They need a good conditioner that they can use. And then they need a mask that they can use
definitely
in between. And we'll talk about that as far as like how often later too. Okay. So let's go ahead and move right into like lifestyle and activity level, because this is really important too, because a lot of our clients come in that do go to the gym. And now that I work out almost every single, I work out 5 days a week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm trying to, I've learned that I need to do like 5 days in a row and do 2 days of recovery so that way my muscles can grow. Like I'm really getting into this thing. Okay.
That's good.
Haven't lost any weight. Lost a little inches, but.
That's what counts, right?
Yeah. I honestly, I just like feel more, look, I got a muscle. Like, do you see my muscle? Like
I do. Like, there's like a little definition.
Yes, yeah, a little bit. I was like putting my ponytail up and I was like, oh, I see it when I was like doing this. And I was like, look at that flex. Okay. Anyways.
Milestones, little ones.
All right.
Got to celebrate them all.
So lifestyle. If you go to the gym every day, we know a lot of clients that are like, well, I'm sweating too much. I have to wash my hair. I totally hear you and I get it. Because you sweat on your scalp and you're just like, I need to rinse that crap off. And that's exactly what you can do. You can rinse it, but use a conditioner. Do not actually use the shampoo. The shampoo is completely irrelevant in this case because, you know, sweat isn't necessarily like dirty for you. It's just like you're going to rinse it with water really, really well and then just throw a conditioner on and then wash your body if you need to.
Could sweat clog your pores?
I don't think so. I keep forgetting the word that I want to say that sweat is. Like it's, oh my God, I'm going to have to look this up. You talk and I'm going to look it up really fast. But it, like sweat isn't, I don't think it's going to, like if you just rinse, it's fine.
Yeah.
What smells is the
toxins coming out of your body.
Yeah. And your glands area, like your armpits. Your hoo-ha area, like that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
It's true. But yeah, definitely the best thing to do is wash your hair. If you must get rid of that sweaty feeling, definitely just rinse it. Don't wash with shampoo. And you can definitely do a co-wash if you feel like your ends need to be a little smoother and softer.
So I can't find the word that I'm looking for, what sweat is, but it's... it's perspiration.
Perspiration.
Perspiration. Fuck, I can't even talk. Look at me. I was so certain when I said that. And it is
monochrome.
Whatever. It's made almost completely of water with a tiny amounts of chemicals like ammonia, salts, and sugar. So... can it clog your pores? No, because it's made up mostly of water, which is, I think, is appropriate for you to use water to rinse it.
Water versus water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing yeah, it's wrong not, with that. It's not oil. So anyways, I'm so mad that I can't find what sweat is. But yeah, it's basically like not like toxic, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like not, I don't know. It's not even the word. I don't know. One day I'm going to find it out and I'm not going to be on this podcast when I figure out what I'm trying to say sweat is. But my husband and I had this conversation a long time ago and he was like, yes, there's nothing wrong with sweat. It's like the bacteria that you from
release,
your, yeah,
from your glands
that just grows there. That's why you smell so bad. And then the ammonia.
What type of glands are they? Are they adrenal glands?
Oh, no, no, actually, not. I just read that right now and I don't know. Anyways, let's go ahead and move
Moving on.
On.
Active or not. How often then?
So in general, if you're a basic bitch like Yadira, you should wash your hair every 2 to 3 days.
Yeah.
Is pretty general.
Yeah.
If you have, so 2 to 3 days is kind of like the starting point, I would probably say, right?
Mm-hmm.
For most people. And then if you have, you know, curly, coarser hair types, this is where we're going to venture off into the weeks, maybe every 2 weeks and even once a month. So some people do wash their hair once a month.
Yeah.
So it just really depends on your lifestyle and your hair type and texture and all of those things. So
that's overwashing.
Yeah. So no, don't try not to overwash, because when we start overwashing, what we're doing is dehydrating our hair. So hair and skin are made up of the same things. And this is why how you treat your hair, and we're treating our scalp as well. So, you know, we want to balance that out.
Exactly.
Are we going to talk about, like, how to balance? Is that where we're at right now?
Yeah, that's where we're at.
Okay, bye. All right. So I want to talk about that I thought was really important. Because you used to wash your hair all the time, and you would, because we have clients probably listening today that are like, well, my hair is oily within hours of washing it.
Yeah.
So how do we correct that, and how do we fix it? So why don't you share your story?
So that was totally me. I feel like I would wash my hair and it would instantly get oily. What I had to do to combat that was use more of apple cider vinegar rinses and try to push my hair to the limits, I guess. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't really use dry shampoos, but I would definitely rinse it if it needed to be cleansed of any oils.
But
no shampoos. And incorporate apple cider vinegar rinses and even co-washes, just to kind of help normalize and put moisture back into my scalp. Mm-hmm. Until it finally got to a point where I could go at least 3 days without it getting super oily.
So apple cider vinegar is acidic, and this is why this would really help for anyone who is suffering with like oily scalp, because that's what it is. It's scalp. Mm-hmm. So think of treating your hair. If you have oily scalp and oily hair, it's probably because your face too gets oily, yeah. Right? So our skin is the scalp. It's all one organ. And so you want to treat it the same way. So if you've ever had like skin issues going on and you need to like normalize that and balance it out, we want to treat the scalp the same way.
Exactly.
So this is why apple cider vinegar rinses can work really, really great, because they are acidic. So in general, hair and skin likes to be in that 4.5 to 5.5 pH scale. So if we're using something slightly acidic, we're going to be closing those cuticles down and closing pores, right?
Yeah.
So if you've ever used a toner on your skin and they say it minimizes pores, it's because it's slightly acidic and it's closing it. So you're allowing less of that sebum to come through. I would generally say you need to give your skin and scalp about 30 days to notice a change.
Yeah.
So if you really want to take care of your hair and start changing those habits, I would say look for products that specifically say 4.5 to 5.5. Again, apple cider vinegar can work really, really great. I'm kind of bummed I didn't get your, like, on our first one when I was like, do you know why that works? And you're like, why? It was great. We can't get the same reaction for take two here. But you know what? It's a great way to, again, normalize, stay on track with that same habit. You are going to go through days where your hair is really oily and you're going to hate life, but you just got to push through it. It's kind of just being consistent,
yes,
with the behavior
and then committing to it.
Yeah. And then eventually you'll notice that your scalp is going to naturally not make as much oil.
Yeah. And then definitely we talked about water and nutrition intake. Like,
yes,
it all plays a huge factor in what our bodies and hair
100%. You know, when you're, I feel like people view their hair, because it's like, it's this dead thing that's literally just existing on our head. It's really crazy. But we're always trying to fix what's on the ends. And that's great. You can, but it's not going to change. Like, it's just not. Like, you need to really focus on what's growing within your scalp. And I talked about that TikTok video that I saw that I thought was super fascinating. But if I saw this video that they were showing really zoomed in, someone just getting their eyebrows plucked, and it literally had like think about plucking your eyebrows, like just a little bit poking out, right? And you're just like, oh my God, I want to pluck it. Well, the hair that was living inside was three times as long as what was living on the exterior. And so when they were showing it being pulled out, I was like, wow, this is like a testament to show people how much hair is living inside of our skin and how you could see the bulb and how it's literally growing and being fed because of the blood and what's in our blood, right? It's like, yeah, it's what we eat and what we drink goes into our hair. So it's why when you get a drug test and they do a hair thing, like they can see everything. It's true.
It is true.
So if you want healthy hair and skin and normalized scalp, start changing your nutrition. Mm-hmm. Obviously easier said than done, right?
Right. Yeah.
But, you know, those things do matter.
I think the easiest way to go about this is start with your water intake.
Oh, for sure.
Like,
yes.
That's like the easiest step.
Yeah. Water intake can, you know, get rid of the soda. Mm-hmm. You know, I honestly, I don't buy any sodas or really juice. I have juices now because of the girls. Mm-hmm. And I have to like label it with the girls' names on it because then the boys will drink the juice. And when I say boys, it's my husband. But honestly, I don't buy anything other than water for us to drink at home. So it just prevents us from, like, you know,
taking in all that.
Yeah. Extra crap that we don't really need. So
exactly.
So yeah, that would be it. Overall, you want to change it. Look into apple cider vinegar or products with lower pH.
Should we talk about the contrary of maybe under washing your hair? And the effects that might have?
Sure. What do you want to school me on, Yudira?
So, as far as what I read, underwashing your hair.
She's looking at me like, because I don't wash my hair nearly enough.
Can lead to itchiness, flaking, and it might actually lead to clogged pores, resulting in hair loss and dandruff.
Yep.
So some of us need to get a little bit refamiliarized with our bottles of shampoos in our showers.
This all goes back to normalizing your skin.
Oh, yeah.
That's what this goes back to. If there's some kind of issue going on, if you have excess oils or you have excess, you know, flakes, buildup, this all goes back to we need to start figuring out how to normalize the skin. And when you talk about clogged pores, DHT is a cause for hair loss.
Okay.
And I'm trying to find it right here.
What is DHT?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
That's what I was trying to find. Sorry. I'm trying to find out, DHT on this net so I can give you the correct oh my gosh thing that it's called. Okay, so DHT is high levels of a oh my god, I can't read for shit. Here, you read that. Well, that's what it is.
Androgens.
I can't say it.
High levels of androgens, including DHT, can shrink your hair follicles as well as shorten this cycle, causing hair to grow out looking thinner and more brittle, as well as fall out faster. DHT can also make it take longer for your follicles to grow new hairs once mm-hmm. old hairs fall out.
Yeah. So if you have that issue where you're starting to notice your hair is thinning out, DHT could be a factor. So you can buy shampoos and treatments that have DHT blockers in them to help keep your follicles open and unclog your pores.
Huh, that's cool.
Yeah. Anyway, that's it.
That was my little on that subject. A little sprinkle on that subject.
But yes, very, very important. And then too, this just goes back to, you know, if you exfoliating your scalp, if this is another habit you can do to normalize your scalp is brush your hair before you shampoo it.
Yeah.
Not enough people do that.
No, they don't. And actually, not enough people brush their hair, period.
Yeah. They don't.
I don't.
I
understand.
Feel like we've kind of gotten away from brushing our hair. We've just like are living in this like lived in hair thing. And so people think like roll out of bed. Like, I mean, I know I look like that, but I don't give a shit. But I do brush my hair. I do have a boar bristle brush and I have my wet brush in the shower. And I have that other brush that I told you about with little things. I do a lot of stuff to my scalp because I'm like trying to fix stuff. And it's not, you're never going to like live a life where you just like are not thinking or caring about it. Like if you really want to improve something,
you're going to do everything in your power to do it.
Yeah. You got to focus on it and be consistent. Consistency is really the key to everything.
Ooh, I want to make one point.
Okay, go for it.
When you do wash your hair, don't throw it up in a ponytail right away. Wait for at least your roots to dry out.
Oh, yeah.
Or else you're going to be creating this lovely home for bacteria and mold to grow on your actual scalp.
Which you can listen to our last episode about that.
Exactly. I needed to throw that one in there.
All right. So basically the universal dosage to washing your hair might be safe to say that every 2 to 3 days for the average basic bitch. So every 2 to 3 days and you should be golden. So when in doubt, you can always do dry shampoo. Okay. That'll definitely help absorb some of those oils. And then you can even read Danielle's blog post. I know we talk about Danielle all the time, but she writes all of her blogs. She's our lash artist and hairstylist here. And you can read her blog on her favorite dry shampoos and how to find the right one for you.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So before we move on to our next segment, make sure to check out our online shop, Rebel Femme Shop, and get all of your Rebel Femme merch and favorite salon products.
Woo, woo, woo.
Woo.
It's time for some creeps, maybe some turds, or some pervs. It's
creepy client story of the week. What is it?
I don't know. Do you want to talk about that article you sent me last night?
No, you talk about it.
Oh, I have to read it over again.
Oh, okay. So we found this article. We thought it was worth sharing. But this is kind of the reverse of creepy client. This is creepy massage therapist.
Creepy masseuse.
So I'm sure there's creepy hairdressers out there. If you're a client and you have a creepy hairdresser story, we want to know it. Send us a message, email to hello@rebelfemme.com. And we will read it without mentioning your name. If that's what it is. You want to be anonymous, go for it. Just let us know. We won't say your name.
So this happened in, what states was this? Tennessee. There was a masseuse who got his license revoked by the massage licensure board because...
Which doesn't mean that he's still not practicing.
Oh, no. He probably still is. For sexual misconduct and attempts to sexualize relationships with his patients.
That's freaking gross. So wait till you hear.
Ads out online. That would state, among other things, clients could be fully nude without a drape and he could massage clients, quote unquote, inner thighs, glutes, and lower abs excessively. End quote.
Can I tell you really quick though, there was, when was this masseuse founded here?
Oh, this is pretty recent.
Yeah. So, okay. I'm starting to wonder because they don't have a picture of him. But there was this guy on Facebook and he was attractive and he was doing massages and he would demonstrate videos on how he would massage people.
Oh.
And he was basically like shirtless when he would give you a massage. And then the women that were on his videos just had, you know, bra and panties on.
Yeah.
But he was massaging them very sexually. And his Facebook page like blew up with only two videos of all of these women. Like, I will pay you to massage me too. And I was like, there's no way that this guy is just massaging women. Like, he's probably offering other services. And this is his way of having sex with multiple women, which was like crazy because these women who also were married were going actually to go get massaged by this man. And we're like, yes, massage me here and there.
And everywhere.
So I was like, I wonder if it's that guy. And But there were some women that got massaged by him that didn't want these services.
Okay, but in his ad, he also says discretion is important. So, like, what do you expect when you're going to see this person that's saying discretion is important?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, how are you going to go get a massage by this guy that's obviously promoting this, and then you're going to go complain about it?
So, I'm just going to read the article really fast.
I wonder if
really
I can find this, this guy on Facebook. Go ahead. Read the story.
So, I won't say his name, but masseuse took things further in November 2017 when, according to the order, a woman asked him for a drape, but he did not give her one, leaving her in her bra and underwear. He then allegedly asked the woman if she had been kissed on her feet and to tell him about the experience. He also got under the massage table while touching her feet during the session. Months later, in February 2018, the order states a different female at the Brentwood location was touched on her breastages.
Oh my
God.
By
said masseuse. He allegedly removed his shirt and laid on the floor while massaging her scalp and touched his genitals.
Yeah, that's gross.
So this happened in 2017, and then later, a few months later in 2018, and he barely got his license revoked in August of this year.
Oh, wow. So I can't find what I wanted to find for you because it's just bringing up a bunch of porn sites.
That's great.
So never mind.
Abort mission.
I wonder if Facebook took his his page down.
Oh, probably.
Because
it's technically soliciting, right?
It was. Well, I mean, you can solicit massage, right? But
happy ending massage,
he didn't show that it was. Oh. But it was like, I'm telling you, like, so like a woman would be like on her back. Uh-huh. And you would see him, like, and again, she was in a bikini, but you would see him massaging like her inner thigh, but like right where
next
to her hoo-ha. And then you just see the woman going, oh, like that. And I'm like, okay, this is like borderline like soft porn here. But he was just like called to make an appointment. And like, and like the thing that cracked me up, it was like they were average looking women. They weren't like beautiful like models or anything. Like these were like
everyday,
you know, kind of chunky woman, like, you know, she's got like five kids at home. Probably housewife, doesn't work out, like she's a little chubby here and there. Like it wasn't like you looked at her and was like, oh wow, you know.
Yeah,
but he was like really fit and had like a nice body, and then you just see him like pleasuring this average looking woman. So women didn't feel intimidated to go get massaged by him.
I mean, that's smart advertising, I guess.
Totally.
If I were seeing it, I'd be like, oh, well, she's doing it, I can do it too.
Right. Yeah. Because when I saw it, there was like a really big girl on there and I was like, oh. And that one was the one that like went all over the place because it was like, dude, this guy is attractive guy is massaging this average looking big girl.
What's to stop anybody else from going in?
Exactly.
Oh, that's great.
Anyways. But yeah, I think if you, I mean, I'm sure there's been plenty of, you know, places where you probably did make an appointment, or women have made appointments and, you know, got massaged or touched.
And they were not expecting it.
Yeah. Or yeah, someone playing with themselves. Like, that's kind of gross. That's,
yeah,
like,
that's weird.
There needs to be like some kind of like communication. Consent. And I think it's, yeah. And I think it'd be different, right? If a woman it was the other way around, I'm sure a man wouldn't complain at all, but women don't like being touched if it's not wanted.
I just keep thinking about this story that I was told, and it makes me laugh. I can't share it, though.
Why are you going to even mention it?
Because I could tell you off this.
Now our listeners are going to want to know what it is.
I need to ask for consent first.
Oh, man. Maybe it'll be on our next podcast.
It has to do with massages and a man not knowing that there would be a happy ending.
How does a man not know there's going to be a happy ending at a massage place?
Oh, I'll explain later and you'll know why.
Oh, Jesus. This is horrible. Okay. All right. So moving on. Do we have anything else?
Nope. That was it.
That was it. All right. So I guess that was like the end of our creepy client story.
Our pervy client.
Pervy client. It was pervy massage therapist. All right. So we encourage you to send in your creepy client stories or creepy hairdresser stories to hello@rebelfem.com. And you can also send them to our IG. You can DM us and just let us know if you want to be anonymous. All right. So to learn more about us and book an appointment or listen to our other podcasts, whatever you want, anything Rebel Femme, you can head to our Instagram at, or I'm sorry, website, rebelfemme.com. All right. So let's go ahead and wrap this up. Make sure to follow us on our Instagram page if you haven't already at Rebel Femme. And we're going to break down this episode throughout the week, as well as like lots of pretty hair pictures.
Yes. Thanks for listening to Rebel Femme Podcast. Before we go, show us some love by leaving us a review on your favorite podcast platform. Make sure to join us next week for a new episode and a new
creepy client
story. See y'all next week.
Bye.